The screen door is shut, but the inner door gapes open. 10 seconds with the blade of a multi-tool, and the screen door's gaping too. The place is a mess. Someone tipped over a low table covered in papers. There's a laptop inverted on the floor. And as my eyes become accustomed to the gloom, I see a bookcase face down on the carpet in front of a corridor. I step over it, one hand in my pocket, looking for the bedroom. The bedroom's a mess. Maybe someone searched it in a hurry. Or maybe she's the nesting kind. There's a pile of clothing by the bed that looks worn, so I bundle a t-shirt into my bag and head back to the car. Skin flakes, that's what I need. I try not to think too hard about what might be happening to her right now. As I'm going down the path, I see someone coming the other way. Middle-aged, male, thick-set.
Howdy,
he says, slightly suspiciously. Hi, I say. Just dropping by. Mo asked me to water her plants.
Oh.
Instant boredom conjured by her name.
Well, try not to leave your car there. It's blocking the disabled space.
I'll be gone before anyone notices, I promise, and do my best to do just that. Parked safely round the corner, I pull out the t-shirt. In the dashboard light, it looks faded. Hopefully that'll do. I reach into my travel bag and pull out my hacked Palm computer, call up a specialized application that will erase itself if I don't enter a valid password within 60 seconds, pop open the expansion slot on its back, and swipe the concealed sensor across the fabric. Oh, great. The arrow on the screen is pointing right back at me. I must have contaminated that swatch with my own biomagnetic whatever. Swearing, I restart the program, and the machine promptly crashes. It takes another 3 tries before I get an arrow that's pointing somewhere else, and points in the same direction no matter which way I hold the gadget. The wonders of modern technology. An hour later, I'm lying on my belly in the undergrowth at the edge of a stand of trees. I'm clutching a monkey's paw, a palm-top computer, and a cell phone. My mission, unless I choose to reject it, is to prevent a human sacrifice in the house in front of me, with no backup. The hiss and crash of Pacific surf drowns out any noise from the road behind me. There's an onshore breeze, and along with the dampness of the ground, it rained earlier, it is making me shiver. The bruise on my left shoulder smarts angrily. I probably won't be able to move it in the morning. My damn fault for getting in the way of a bullet. The kinetic impact binding worked its intended miracle, but I'm not covered anymore. There's a truck parked in front of the carport. The house lights are on, and the curtains are drawn. 10 minutes ago, a couple of guys came out the front door, took the dirt bike from the garage, drove straight across the lawn and onto the main road without pausing for traffic. I didn't get a good look at them, but an applet on my palm top is screaming warnings at me. Huge, honking great summoning fields are loose in the area, and judging by the subtype, it's a gateway invocation that they're planning. They're actually going to try and open a mass transfer gate to another universe. Seriously bad juju. I've no idea who the hell these people are, or why they snatched Mo, but this is not looking good. A flicker of light from the road. There's the snarl of a 2-stroke engine. Then the bike is turning back into the carport with its 2 passengers on board. One of them has a backpack. They've picked something up. Something they didn't want to store too close to home. I hunker down lower, trying to make myself invisible. Take another reading, like the others I've made around this side of the garden. I think I've got a feel for it. A complex spiral of protection more than 200 feet across, centered on the house. Major league paranoia, to protect something big that they're planning. This is where they've brought Mo. I wonder why. I sneak closer to a large window at the side, trying to keep the bushes between myself and the road, and hope like hell that there aren't any dogs here